Well, joining us right now, the superstar and...
We love this guy.
I love him. He is brilliant. So do so many people around Australia. He's become like the sweetheart of men.
Yes.
Hasn't he?
Gotta be careful how you say that.
Okay, that kind of didn't come out right. Anyway, I hope he's not offended by that. It is Lincoln Lewis. He joins us right now. Morning, mate.
Good morning. That is honestly the best intro I have ever had.
Good.
If you could see the smile on my face right now.
Now, Link, you're joining us to talk Dancing with the Stars, brother. Let's jump straight into that.
Yeah.
How is it to get the happy feet back on?
Oh, let me tell you, every single day I was walking like I was about 150. Hey, like the feet, the legs, like I just wasn't used to it. And but it was. Look, it was fun getting back into it, but I didn't realise how horrible I was at dancing when we first started. And I even remember my dance partner, Lily, her boyfriend, he came and watched a couple of times. And when we did our first dance, he goes, oh, that was really good. Because, Link, I'm not going to lie, when I saw the rehearsals, I was a bit worried for a sec there, but you guys went all right.
Because this is a thing, hey. Because Jet Kenny, he was teamed up with Lily not that long ago, and there was all these rumours getting around that those two had a little thing going on. And quite often with Dancing with the Stars, there's always a bit of a ballroom romance that happens. But there was none of that this year because I was sure to Google just because, you know, it's been a while, Link, and I thought, oh, I wonder what Link's up to. Jumped on Google, and sure enough, popsugar.com.au, the headline is, sorry, ladies, Dancing with the Stars, Lincoln Lewis has a girlfriend.
Yep.
Really? I didn't even see that. But you know what? Lily and I had a lot of chat about all that kind of stuff. Like, and funnily enough, the dancing is quite similar to when you're doing a romantic scene with acting and stuff like that. You just got to kind of remember it's a job, and as intimate as it is, and I kind of did everything I could to make sure. Like she was feeling cool with it, her boyfriend was feeling cool, that my girlfriend was all cool. Like everyone was all sweet and we all got to hang out and stuff like that. But yeah, you do hear some stories from various seasons and different years and stuff like that. But it all makes a good story at the end of the day.
Totally.
Now, Link, I want to jump codes for a second over into your movie stuff because you and I have shared the screen in Boar, my friend. And
really?
I know you've done Supernova. Yeah, Link's in Boar.
Okay.
And you've actually just did a Supernova with Chris and Johnny Jarrett. How was that, mate? Are those things a little bit cray cray?
Yeah, but that's I've always went to Supernova and Comic Con as just cruising in there checking everything out. But this was my first time actually sitting on the panel and doing Q&As and doing poster signings and everything like that. We've got a horror film called The Possessed coming out sometime around September, October, and we filmed it last year in the Gold Coast studios. It was awesome because last year they weren't able to do any of the Supernovas or Comic-Cons or anything, so everyone just flooded to this one, all dressed up to the nines, all the, you know, the favourite characters, all the cosplay people, all that kind of stuff, and so we had a lot of fun doing this film, and it was my first real horror film as well. So
isn't it a spin out
the supernatural?
And Chris Sun, he's an interesting character. He's so enigmatic. I always refer to him. He's kind of a hybrid between Steve Irwin and Anthony Mundine.
Oh,
holy crap!
I'm right.
I never thought of it like that, but. Yeah. You know what? I'm glad you say we kind of found ourselves a bit of kindred spirits.
Oh yeah.
We had to limit ourselves to a swear word quota every day as well because he's a Sunny Coast boy as well.
That's it.
And we actually went up there not that long ago to watch a rough draft of the film after we cut it all together. But we had some fun shooting that film and I can't wait for it to come out honestly because it was my first. Like I said, it was my first horror film, or my first of that genre.
Yeah.
And, so I think it was a bit of uncharted territory for me. So hopefully I didn't stuff it up too much.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you would have been absolutely amazing. If it's anything like your dancing, Link, congratulations on getting through to the next round. Your nephews saw it on Insta, are so excited as well, which must just melt your heart. Absolutely beautiful. But good luck for tonight.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I mean, it's every bit of it, but we have a lot of fun tonight. It's the Jive. So,
great.
Yeah. The nephews are really excited about the fact that in the promo they saw that I've got a guitar that shoots out fireworks. So it's all happening. It's very exciting.
Coolest uncle in the world. Good on you, Link. Thanks for your time, brother.
Thanks, legends. Have a great day.
You too.